Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we prepare to testify today in support of Senate Bill 154, a bill to clarify that the privacy clause in the Montana Constitution does not create a right to abortion, I'm reminded that this session is turning out to be one of the greatest pro-life sessions in Montana history. While we do not have the votes yet to ban abortion completely, we do have strong support for placing limits on abortion. As mentioned earlier this week, House Bill 721 would ban dismemberment abortions, a particularly barbaric procedure that does just what its name implies. These take place during the second trimester when children are between 15 and 18 weeks gestation. House Bill 575 would prohibit abortion of unborn viable children. In the Armstrong decision, Montana's version of Roe v. Wade, the Montana Supreme Court found a right to abortion of pre-viable children. When Roe was decided in 1973, the age of viability was generally considered to be 28 weeks. Now it's 22 to 24 weeks, and some hospitals routinely have babies survive at 21 weeks. House Bill 575 bans all abortions after 24 weeks, at which point the child could be delivered by induced labor or cesarean section if necessary. Just yesterday, the House passed House Bill 862 on second reading by a vote of 68 to 32. This bill would prohibit public dollars from being used to fund nearly all abortions. It's Montana's version of the Hyde Amendment, and it codifies an administrative rule adopted by the Department of Public Health and Human Services back in January. It should pass the House and be transmitted to the Senate later today. Along these same lines is House Bill 544, which is up for a hearing today in Senate Public Health. That bill, which already passed the House, puts additional restrictions on those abortions that the courts have said must be paid for by public dollars. This will drastically reduce the number of abortions paid for by Medicaid. And speaking of tightening up requirements, House Bill 937 would require the licensure and regulation of abortion clinics. It's about time that abortion clinics are held to the same high standards of sanitation, staff training, available emergency equipment, quality assurance, infection control, and follow-up care that is the standard in every other medical facility in the state. Another important bill is House Bill 786, which would require abortion providers to track and report any instances of women harmed by abortion pills. For those who may not be aware, do-it-yourself at-home abortions have skyrocketed since the pandemic. In these cases, abortion clinics dispense abortion-inducing drugs either in person or by mail, which are then taken at home. These are powerful drugs that can have dangerous side effects. They are taken in the privacy of a bathroom at home with little to no follow-up. House Bill 786 would require follow-up and reporting of any adverse effects. And finally, we have House Bill 625, which is the new improved version of the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, better known as LR 131, which was narrowly defeated by voters last fall. That ballot measure failed because of a false narrative that non-viable babies would be ripped from their parents' arms, depriving parents of those last precious moments. House Bill 625 makes clear that that will never happen, and the bill passed the House 66 to 32. The bill is now known as the Infant Safety and Care Act, and says that reasonable medical care will be administered to infants born alive after a botched abortion. So as you can see, good things are happening on the pro-life front. We look forward to the day when Montana will join our neighbors in banning abortion altogether, but until we have the necessary votes, we'll continue saving lives one by one by passing bills that make it tougher for the abortion industry to operate. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.